每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
6月3日，神的同在。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。马太福音28章20节。这是主耶稣对门徒的应许，也是今天对我们所有跟随他的人的承诺。汉德利·莫尔博士曾是英国达勒姆圣公会主教，也是一位著名的希腊学者。对于“常与你们同在”这句话的意思，他认为可以理解为“我与你们天天同在，整天都与你们在一起”。也就是说，基督与我们的同在不仅是每一天，而且是每时每刻。主的同在这一事实是毫无疑问的，因为神的话不会落空，我们只需要时时刻刻感受他的同在。几年前，我太太路德不慎摔倒，她遭受了脑震荡，昏迷了仅一周，脚部五处骨折，臀部受伤。当她醒过来时，她发现自己失去了很多记忆。最让她烦恼的是，他这么多年来所学的很多圣经经文都忘记了。对他来说，世上没有其他东西比这一生所学的这些经文更宝贵。他很沮丧，一天晚上他正在祷告，忽然间神给他一句话：我以永远的爱爱你。他不记得曾经背过这句经文，但是神把这句话带回来给他。渐渐的，其他的经文也都回到他的脑海中。有趣的是，在他还在努力恢复记忆的过程中，他记住了罗马书8章31到39节，并且一遍又一遍地背诵这几节经文。我期望你也能够记得这段经文，把它藏在心里。他日如果你遇到逼迫、麻烦和逆境，这些经文就会千百次萦绕在你的脑海中，让你知道神借着他的独生爱子，我们的救赎主，对你那至高无上的爱。让我们一起祷告。天父，我们何等感谢你，耶稣永远与我们同在，谢谢你对我们的爱，你将你的独生爱子赐给我们，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
June 3rd, God's overarching love. Jesus said, I am with you always to the very end of the age, Matthew 28:20. This is a promise for obedient disciples, and it is marvelously inclusive. Dr. Hanley Moule, sometime Anglican Bishop of Durham, England, and a noted Greek scholar, maintained that the always could be paraphrased to mean, I am with you all the days, all day long. That means we can count on Christ's presence not only every day, but every moment of every day.Of the fact of this presence, there can be no doubt, for his word cannot fail. What we need is to cultivate the sense of his presence every day, every hour, every moment. Some years ago, my wife Ruth had a terrible fall. She suffered a concussion, was unconscious for nearly a week, broke her foot in 5 places, and injured her hip. When she regained consciousness, she found she had lost a great deal of her memory. What disturbed her most was that she had forgotten so many of the scriptures she had learned throughout the years. The verses of a whole lifetime were more precious to her than all earthly possessions. One night, when she was praying, because she was so distressed, out of nowhere came the verse, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." She has no recollection of ever memorizing this verse, but the Lord brought it back to her. Gradually, other verses began to come back. But interestingly, while she was still trying to recover her memory, she memorized Romans 8, 31 to 39, and repeated those verses over and over again. I urge you to memorize this passage. Hide it away in your heart. When persecution, trouble, and adversity arise, these verses will come back to you 1,000 times and remind you of God's overarching love personified in His Son, our Savior. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much that Jesus is with us always. Thank you for your love that you have given us, your Son. In Jesus' name.